America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. Heavenly Father, will you take our time and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we come today, we're talking about opportunity, and we're giving an acrostic on the word. Galatians 6:10 says, "As we have opportunity, or therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men." The Bible said, "especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Now, we've been talking about opportunity. We've been giving an acrostic. We said we ought to have an outreach for the gospel. We said we ought to pray and fast. We said we ought to pay up. And we've been dealing with giving the last few days. And then we look up the next word is an O, the next letter. We're giving you an acrostic. And we come to number 4. And we come today to open your hearts to searching of God. While there's an opportunity, there's a time right now that God would search your heart, and we need to know what's in our hearts. Now, a lot of people will not open their hearts to allow God to search them or to help them. But you know, it's not a bad thing to be searched. Now, let me just read to you from the Psalms. In Psalm 139 and verse number 23, the Bible said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." Verse number 24 says, "And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Now, you know, with this searching of our hearts, we ought to ask God to see if there's any wicked way in us. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm afraid God will point something out to me that I can't give up." Well, let me say this to you. That's between you and the Lord. But if God points it out to you, then you need to do what God says to do about it. We need to let God clean us up while there's an opportunity. The Bible exhorted the young people and talked to the young people and said, "Remember now thy Creator, in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." You know, I will turn 60 years old this coming September. And I realize that I don't have as many years left as I did when I started. It seemed to me like it was yesterday. I started out as a young kid at WYZD Radio in Dobson when I was 20. I think I was 21 years old when I turned my first record in WYZD. And then when I first started working, I was probably about 22 year old. And that time is gone. It's been almost 40 years now. And that is just, it's just gone. And where did it go? I mean, we have owned the station for over 25 years now, or 23 years, I guess. And the time goes, opportunity is not there forever. But there's an opportunity for you to search your heart today. And, you know, you may have some things in there that you don't even realize is in there. I'd pray. I'd ask God to search me and see if there be any wicked way in me. And the psalmist said, "And lead me in the way everlasting." I want to go in the right way, don't you? I want God to lead me in the eternal way. And I'm going to heaven. But I want God to lead me so that my life will be counted for Him. Amen? I've not done what I ought to do for God. I've not done what I set out to do for God. I had big plans when I was young, and I've wasted a lot of time. But I sure like to do what I can for the glory of God while I'm living. Amen? And I want you to pray for me. And, you know, I want to ask God to search me from time to time because I want to be right with my brother. By the way, if you're not right with your brother and your sister, you can't be right with God. There's no need to go in to pray if you've got grudges 40 miles long. Amen? So this opportunity, while the opportunity is there, allow God to search you. Allow God to look into your heart and get things right if you need to. Father, take the time and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, maybe you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.